last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. This is Asma. I have the honor to be here as your host. And here with us, like the usual format of this program, we have Brother Alavi with us. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you for being here. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, shukranallah. Thank you very much.
So good. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here because that means we're going to have a touch upon so many narrations that would enlighten us about Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, and that's a pleasure, of course. Previously on The Last Savior, we talked about how we can gain the satisfaction of holy imams, which are in the way of satisfaction of Allah. The first point was that we must act as if we're gaining the satisfaction of Allah, because they are just mutual. If you gain the satisfaction of the holy imams, that's the same as gaining the satisfaction of Allah. Second, was to go for a scholar, a person that is already involved in all the jurisprudence and all the things that are related to religion. They are totally aware of this special and very single details of the religion, so that you can follow whatever they say as the rule, because it's a must upon you to go for the person who's going to show you the right path. So this was the second one. And then the third responsibility that we had, and the third duty that we had in order to gain the satisfaction of holy imam, was to gain a sort of halal money for your family and for yourself. And through that, you have to pay your share in society. You have to pay a zakat or whatever obligation that are upon you, because through these things, you're going to have an active role as a member of society. A member of a religious society that cares for every single person in that society. And the fourth was to remember and create a bond with the holy imam, as to remind yourself, even if you want to devote a special time for him in your everyday life, in a way that you do not forget, in a way that you make sure that there is someone watching you and watching every single thing you do. So now I'm sure there are some more of facts to be mentioned by you, brother. We all are ears.
The next factor that actually helps us to acquire the satisfaction of Imam alayhi salam is actually a continuation of the first one, that is fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this fear or this taqwa that we're talking about, this piety that we're talking about, leads in the observation of the rights of the people, haqqun nas. That is, when we are striving to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the outcome of which is Allah's satisfaction, then we will be addressee of this famous phrase that إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that is, verily, it is being accepted from the people of taqwa, the people of piety.
Piety.
If the people of piety do an action, their actions will be accepted and it will be valued. So we can see the outcome of taqwa in our actions and in our behaviors. It's very easy to get along with that, to see how taqwa is important in our life. If we have understood and noticed the changes that happen, then we can say, okay, a smell of taqwa has been appeared in our actions. Like what? During the holy month of Ramadan, for example, due to the fasting that we are going through, for example, try not to tell too much lies, not to have nasty luck on the people, I don't know, on the non-mahrams or those who are not.
We avoid all the bad actions.
We are trying, at least we say less bad words. And so it means that this taqwa of the Ramadan affected us. So if we have seen that these cases of taqwa are seen on a person, in a person's actions, so it means that there is a change. I mean, something happened. And we can evaluate ourselves based on this criteria. So we want to say that like the standard logo that is being put in some of the products, that in different parts of the world, these logos are actually giving the chance to the buyers that they trust this product.
To make sure that this product is guaranteed.
So it means this product is at the hand of the muttaqin, the people of piety. So whatever is at the hand of the muttaqin or pious people is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually buys it without any condition. We need to work on ourselves to move towards piety, to move towards doing
and
right actions.
And to develop such a characteristic in ourselves.
Definitely. So one of the manifestation of piety is haqq al-nas, that is the rights of the people. Because based on some hadith, this is something that is not going to be forgiven if you have violated the rights of some people. In the day of judgment, in the qiyamah, this is something that Allah will forgive his own affairs and his own rights, but not for the rights of the people, because Allah might intermediate between, for example, the sinner or the person whose right has been violated to satisfy him, for example, in case something happened. But this is not Allah's right. This is the right of the people.
The other person's right. So another person is involved.
So we have to try our best not to violate the rights of the people in case we are going to prepare ourselves for the satisfaction of Imam alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So continuing from the line of piety that actually satisfies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shows its effects on the people, but the manifestation of it can be seen in our behavior and treatment with the people in case we violate or not violate their rights.
So the right of other people is very important, and we must try and be very much cautious when we're acting with other and interacting with other people. We should make sure that we're not violating anyone's right and we're not breaking anyone's heart. So this is as far as we got with the last savior. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back with the rest of today's discussion.
أهدى سنه سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه سنه.
So welcome back. This is The Last Savior. At the very beginning of today's episode, we talked about the very factors of how to attain the satisfaction of the holy imams. And then just some minutes ago, we talked about the other factor, which was to have piety, to practice based on piety in a way that it would be manifested in you not violating other people's right, not breaking other people's heart, not to have any of those rights being just violated by you. So right now, there we come with another question that says, what is the role of the holy imam in the survival of the existence in the entire universe?
Answering this question, I want to refer to a famous statement that has been said, that لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةِ لَسَخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. If there is no proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, the earth will swallow its people, the whole people of it.
Mm-hmm.
So based on Quranic evidences and Quranic verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that خَلَقَ لَكُمْ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Whatever is on the earth has been created for you, Allah says. Again, based on some other verses and narrations, that when oppression and injustice spread, Allah's tortures and Allah's punishment will come to people, right? And it is the natural outcome of these oppressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on the people. That we have it again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَوْ يَأْخَذَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِذُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish people due to their own oppressions, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, no living thing will be
left over.
No living thing will be left on the scene of the earth. So this is Allah's punishment when oppression happens. But we have this again, that this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have seen due to the prayers of some messengers of Allah has been postponed, has been delayed, has been cancelled. And it is again in Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَعْذِبَ. Allah did not punish them, وَأَنْتَ فِيهَمْ, because you have been among them.
Yeah.
Right? So we have such things that due to the presence of Imam, due to the presence of the Prophet among a group of people, this punishment is getting postponed or even gets cancelled. Mm-hmm.
So if there was no holy Imam, perhaps the world would have been torn away because of the oppression of people.
Yeah, at the same time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, whatever has been created in the earth is for you. At the same time, Allah says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ لَلْيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created them except for worshipping. Right? So if Allah wants to punish us for our wrongness, for our oppressions, for whatever we have done, all of us will get annihilated.
No one would survive.
Yeah, but this is due to the presence of this noble existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the
entire universe
safe.
Yeah.
So some might say, okay, what kind of reasoning are you bringing forward? We say, did Allah say such a thing in Al-Quran or not? At least it happened for one person in the scene of the... Yes, it was Prophet. Do you agree that it happened? I mean, it has been said for the Prophet or not?
Mm-hmm.
If it has been said for a person and it has the possibility of it in philosophical reasoning, it is being said. If this possibility has been proved for one case.
So
it can be proved for another cases as well.
Yeah, it could be applied to others as well.
But we need just to prove that the other person that we are talking about is again the proof of God on the scene of the earth, right?
Of course, yes.
And proving it is quite easy, and I think it can be worked and it can be...
Approved.
It can be proved very easily.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
If I want to make the gist of it, I would say that at the very beginning of today's episode, we talked about how to gain the satisfaction of the holy imams. We went through some factors.
This was what we have now brought up based on Quranic evidences and verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, we have some supplication sources as well. Ziyarat Jama'a Kabira, we have it. What do we read there? بِكُمْ يَنَفِّسُ الْهَمْ وَبِكُمْ يَنَفِّسُ الْهَمْ وَيَكْشُفُ الظُّرْ وَبِكُمْ فَتَحَ اللَّهُ وَبِكُمْ يَخْتَ. That is, everything starts with you and everything will be ended with you. I mean, the worries and agitations of people will be removed by your presence. You see, but we have lots of attributes and attributes of these people that due to their blessings on the scene of the earth, what blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually showers for the inhabitants of the earth.
Exactly.
Due to this proof of him on the scene of the earth. So it requires for us to think and ponder on his grandeur, his blessing and his blessed existence.
Exactly. So it is because of them that the entire universe is held together. Thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.